Okay, this is session 239, January 21st, 2010. Carolyn and I had just discovered Vestal Goodman. Well, JW prompted us. I guess we were listening to Vestal and we're liking it. So we asked Ion this point.
This might be an interesting thing. We've discovered, Carol and I, Vestal Goodman. I was wondering if Vestal Goodman, the great gospel singer, is in the Guff or somewhere else.
Yes, she absolutely has transitioned completely. And guess what? This is very interesting, and we're glad you got there. You're getting there, but the reason, the point of getting there is she transitioned into the Guff, but she saw no difference. It's one of the first. She didn't see any difference from the Guff and her life here on Earth in the meat sack. You see, she didn't play the pain game.
Well, she did get cancer, but that's something else.
That didn't make any difference to her.
What's it mean to pay? I mean, like Dottie Rambo played the pain game.
Well, many do, where they were ready to go to heaven because they couldn't stand their time on Earth.
She loved where she was.
It was no different to her than the way it was here.
Does she still sing where she is now?
Sure.
So she had an attitude or a perception or a mood or a feeling?
No. She had an ascension experience in which the non-physical part, which she called Christ, got so lined up with her meat sack body that she had to gain weight just to keep herself from levitating off the ground. She became what you call larger or had more mass so she could stay grounded on the ground. If you notice, she always wore those big, long, flowing kind of gowns. If you watched it real close, when she'd put her head back, she could raise up off the ground a little bit off the ground in her hair. And then when she put her head back, you couldn't tell that she'd gone up and down. She literally had to be heavy to stay grounded on the planet. For her, there wasn't any rules. For her, there wasn't any gravity. She just had to keep herself in a position where she could stay on the planet.
Because the joy of expressing yourself, everything was coming up roses, and she stayed.
The lining up, yes. Ethel Merman had the exact same situation, we'd say.
She's living in joy, singing all the time. Money flows freely and easily because she's singing, and so she was always stoned, you could say, in the
pretty much,
vernacular.
Yes. And that stonability is delicious because guess what happens? It opens up the dynamic to where she understands heaven on earth because now she's got earth on heaven.
She brought earth to heaven.
Yes, good.
What happened to Happy Howard, or is Howard Goodman? Did he go to the Guff? Did he have the same level of experience?
No, not quite the same. He found some of the cares of life not as easy to overcome. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a problem. But see, from his generation that he came from, you almost had to suffer to be happy. There are people who get themselves bound that way. And he did. And it wasn't a problem because he knew his non-physical so intimately that he had a personal relationship. That's what we're talking about. And see, if you take the dogma out of the church corral, then guess what? We're saying the identical same words, the identical same way.
And he had the advantage of being around Vestal to get the vibe, or to have a role model or inspiration.
And then generationally had children who followed and loved and followed their work and continues. And you got Rusty and Mark, and, it was very, very delicious. It was a good feeling place. When your children even recognize the value of your life's work and like to enjoy it as well, that's delicious.
Are they good singers because they grow up in the environment, or it's genetic, or it's all?
No. Vestal will tell you quick. Vestal straighten you out on this right fast. The scriptures that she quotes is that you're supposed to make a joyful noise to the Lord. A noise is something Carolyn would turn off and you would run away from. But if it's a joyful noise, guess what? It can be a little flat and everybody.
So Vestal is one of the prophets in realization of the Ion dogma. I mean, she put the physical down.
Now, easy.
No, I'm joking when I say dogma. Yeah. But, you know, our point about the physical and non-physical, thy kingdom come here on earth, she kind of is a prophet of that because she put the two together. She ended up in the gut but brought the physical with her. So is
she never wraps it into a place that gets you crossways with the dogma part. You see, all of her songs come from a joyful place. Or if you have pain, what do you do for it? Now, here's something else that you've never got to. And there's a section in your chip box, and it may not even all be there. But what she was more than anything else in her embracing the non-physical, she became what you call, or what the Christian church calls, a prayer warrior. See, once you get your non-physical hooked up with your physical, you understand that when what is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and what is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven, once you understand that, to pray, to ask, that's the outcome.
The outcome, once you get it, is to pray and ask. That's the outcome. The praying.
No. Now, we're not necessarily saying that, because we're not trying to turn you all charismatic, because
right.
You are already anyway. We're explaining that there was probably not 100 people on your planet who could touch the non-physical in a prayer experience like Vestal Goodman.
And she would do that while singing?
Never.
Oh.
Never.
You're talking about when she would pray privately? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. That is exactly correct. She understood that the scriptures say, get in the closet and pray in private.
Mm-hmm.
That only the Sadducees and the Pharisees make grand, laudious prayers because they're just trying to hear their own voice.
Right.
If you do it in private, keep the ideas to yourself until they're fully developed. When she'd pray, it'd take her half an hour to get down on her knees, but when sister got on her knees, she'd touch the heart of God. You see, when you're empowered and you pray, look out.